We'll take a look at the amazing Brooks Koepka, his first round at the PGA Championship, the day for Tiger, and the day for John Daly coming up at 6:55. Before that, we're going to have Gordo on the streets of Fort Worth with the wireless, which was really entertaining. That's coming up in just a few minutes, but right now it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Andy's Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but Marv Albert was involved in a controversy many, many years ago. It was the biggest sports scandal of its day, and it was the first one I remember of a big-time announcer, a broadcaster, having the lurid details of his life thrown out in the street. So, let's get into this tea spill. We're going to spill his tea right now. So, Marv Albert, he was only 56 when this happened. I say only 56. That's pretty old for a sex scandal, isn't it?
Yeah,
although, you should get your sex scandals out of the way when you're in your 30s.
That's young compared to Bob Kraft.
Yes, it is. And it is still strange. Bob Kraft, late 70s?
Yep, 76, I think he is, or 77. Like that.
Still messing with his privates. So Marv goes on trial. Fortunately, his trial only lasted 3 days. He originally said that he was innocent of these charges. It was a woman that apparently he was pretty well acquainted with. It was a longtime female acquaintance. And she accused him of forcible sodomy.
Hmm.
And during the course of that trial, boy, did we find out a lot about Marv. He got mad at her after she failed to procure another man for him. This was September of 1997. When he pleaded guilty to this misdemeanor count. And I switched pleas at third day into the trial because they produced a surprise witness. The incident
Patrick
happened.
Ewing.
No. The incident happened in February of 1997. She accused him of throwing her on a bed in a Virginia hotel, biting her on her back, and then forcing her to perform mouth love on him. And he said that the act, including the biting, was consensual. That was his argument. So we find out in the trial that he wore women's underwear, panties, and a garter belt. Why are you laughing?
That visual.
Why are you laughing?
Because I picture him wearing those items while also wearing a broadcast headset. Like trying to keep it together from the neck up, but going crazy from the neck down.
He's not wearing a headset. He's in his hotel room. And he threw her on the bed, repeatedly biting her on the back, forcing her to perform oral love on him in this hotel room in Arlington, Virginia, because he was enraged when she failed to procure another man and bring him to bed with them. And I have not found it in the 4 stories that I've read about this, refreshing my memory on the story, but I remember this as he also requested a particular ethnicity. Do you remember that detail?
You may have added that detail.
I am so foggy on this because I remember that exact thing unfolding at the Hyatt in Dallas.
Okay.
Well, that was another woman.
That was the surprise witness woman who came in and was going to testify, and then Marv said, "Oh, okay, yes, yes. You ask if I did it? Yes." And he took the plea deal.
Okay. And she had a weird claim, too.
Yeah, that was the one that he answered the door wearing the panties and garter.
In Dallas.
Yeah, in Dallas.
He told her to come over and help him with a fax.
Yes. And
back when we used to fax each other.
He bites her. And she gets upset and went running down. She escaped from him.
Else.
By pulling off his toupee. Swear to God, this is not our made-up cartoon imagery.
How did he survive all of this?
I don't know.
Isn't it amazing?
And then she's running down the hallway with bleeding buttocks because his dentures are stuck in her gluteus. I don't know about that
part. Did she rip it off with a fishing pole or did you just grab the...
No, no.
Only the Three Stooges in the wrestling match, with a fishing pole.
In the wrestling match, his toupee came off. And when he goes scrambling for it, like Velma and Scooby-Doo in her glasses, when he goes panicking, trying to get his toupee back to slap it on his head, she was able to escape.
I want
to
see Drop Tunes guy recreate that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So let me ask you something.
Yes.
This was clearly his thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he did on the road every night. If you have two cases of it happening, one in Virginia, one in Dallas, this and he's always on the road, this is how he got his jollies, right?
Yes.
Maybe it was just one team in the Eastern Conference, one team in the Western Conference.
No. This is what he did. Is there any chance this was his first time to do any of this stuff?
No.
Now, I haven't read the details on this part of it, but it says that it also involved a story of what was called then a transvestite and a prostitute dominatrix.
Oh, dear. Well, got a little Chuck Rhodes in him.
There's nothing but the accelerator down to the floor in Marv's private sexual world.
I just remember that while this was going on, yes, it was your favorite story. We had.
Well, I don't know if I even mentioned it.
Oh my God!
I don't know.
Oh.
And he goes to trial every day back in '97, and he has his fiance with him.
But the trial only lasted 3 days.
Yes. But boy, we got more than 3 days worth of material out of it, didn't we? And they later married, he and his fiance.
Still are.
Imagine, yes. And imagine her having to sit through all of that, hearing that he's in for all that. And the amazing thing, not only did he survive it, Craig, he was back at work within a year.
Yeah.
The very next year, I think at Madison Square Garden had hired him to do something, right?
Back doing the next?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't understand how you make a comeback from that story.
Well, I don't either.
But he did. And he did it in short order. That goes to show you the change in culture that we've experienced, though.
Here's the headline from the New York Daily News 20 years ago.
It says, no!
It's the big letters no and a picture of Marv holding the microphone with an unbelievably bad toupee.
And it's just so weird that he of all people, has this full-blown weird sexuality.
Subheadline.
Short,
I never
Marv Albert.
That.
Subheadline says, TV sportscaster Marv Albert denies he sexually assaulted woman in Virginia hotel.
Amazing. He's back at it.
Did he get away with it because it was pre-social media?
Oh, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it would have stayed alive forever if it had happened in 2012, right?
I think that everyone would have been so mad about this. I mean, he treated a woman in a way that he bit her. Now, I guess current culture could spin it as it was sex positive because we shouldn't kink shame people and all of that. And he was claiming it was consensual, but then you got to believe women as well. And if she's saying, but then there was some evidence that he tried to introduce, his lawyers introduced, well, the woman had tried to bribe a cabbie to testify supporting her story. And they wanted to bring that into evidence, and they wouldn't allow that in.
Here's a younger Marv, where his toupee was even more exaggerated and ridiculous.
Oh,
look at that. Look at that.
How did we accept that all those years?
Well, you probably didn't even notice he had one, George.
I
you said
not
that you
have.
Can't identify that.
Unless they're really obvious.
This is obvious.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm reading the timeline on what he did on February 11th, 1997. It's just so weird.
Go ahead.
No? It's just lurid details you don't need to know.
Oh, you shan't?
Him forcing his...
But here he goes.
Here we go. Go ahead.
No.
You want to read it? Just read it.
He was very upset. And by the way, when he was grabbing her head and moving it in the manner in which he desired, playing in the background on the TV was porn that he had chosen of two men together.
God. Can you get any more full throttle?
Never envisioned that, watching him do the Albert Achievement Awards or seeing him on Sesame Street or something.
Yeah.
Sesame Street, I forgot about that.
Oscar, you don't always have to be that grumpy.
Look at this, Oscar. This is called The Tuck.
Boy. Speaking of crazy New York sportscasters, I'm sure the Hardline's going to focus on this today. Somebody just tweeted that story about Mike Francesa. He fell asleep during his show again.
Third
time in like a year, he's fallen asleep during his show.
I can see how that could happen.
He bores himself to sleep.
Boy, there is... Yeah, do you follow Funhouse that keeps up with his daily...
No.
Mess ups? Yeah.
It's genius!
What is it, Funhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to start following that.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting. Yeah, and he also liked old women dominatrixes. Marv Albert.
Old.
Did. Yeah.
Like how old? 90?
I say old, but she was his age. A murdered 58-year-old dominatrix, Mistress Hilda. She had a black book, and authorities found his name in her black book.
Bend over, Marvin.
Gosh. Here she is, dead 58-year-old dominatrix Mistress Hilda joining us right now. And they did test the accuser's underwear, and they found his naval soldiers.
In his underwear?
Yes. Guys who would work on a submarine.
I'm glad they didn't test a certain friend of ours' underwear the night he wrote a shower curtain down.
Okay.
Leave that one alone.
leave him out of it. Also, they found his DNA in the bite marks on her body. That's so weird that was his weird kink, too, was biting people.
There are like 10 weird kinks in these stories, in all of them.
Anyway, that's Marbout. We want to salute him as he celebrates his 60th year in broadcasting.
Paul in
today on sports. And then do we have time for one more?
You got 1 minute.
Okay. Authorities in Australia are warning against this, the latest YouTube craze that's starting to take off. They say it is so dangerous, you don't want to do it, and that is cow kissing.
What?
People taking video of themselves letting a cow lick them in the mouth. And that is the grossest thing. I cannot imagine. You've seen a cow tongue, haven't you?
Nasty.
It's so gross. And people are doing this to post it online.
So they say don't do it because of the germs or because the cow might bite you?
No, I think it's a Me Too thing, isn't it? No, because of the germs. Although you could make an argument it's a Me Too thing, couldn't you? I mean, the cow
the
is...
The cow's not giving you consent for this.
Right. And that should be, but once again, isn't it kind of strange that you shouldn't be able to force a French kiss on a cow, but it's totally okay to kill them and eat them?
Right.
But somehow we have that opinion.
Hashtag
Me
Too.
And we okay. End on that line.
Water. In the water.
Thank you, Sean.
Line of the week, maybe the year right now.